I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Colorado Springs Police Department says a number of counterfeit $100 bills were passed at several downtown businesses last week. The person who used them was unaware they were fake, so no one was arrested. The department says the bills contain several pink stamps of Chinese symbols and that the Secret Service says they're novelty items from Japan and China and sold on the internet. The State Parks program that puts backpacks with parks passes, binoculars, and guides into public libraries is in its second year. As 91.5 KRCC's Andrew Chalfin reports, its popularity has been somewhat of a surprise.
The program called Check Out State Parks officially launched last year in more than 280 libraries statewide. This year, it's expanded to include many publicly funded college and university libraries. At a time when funding for state parks is lagging, Parks and Wildlife spokeswoman Lauren Truitt says there is value in the free program.
Although it doesn't generate immediate revenue, what it does do is it generates immediate value to people, really bringing that sense of place and that sense of pride that this is Colorado.
Truitt says they've seen wait lists for the backpacks in some areas. A survey last year showed that as a result of the program, 97% of respondents were likely to recommend a visit to a state park and 77% likely to buy a day pass. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.